Last night's council meeting, council passed the third reading of an ordinance adopting a solid waste management plan update for the Auglaize County Solid Waste Management District. The Solid Waste Management District updates the plan, and they're asking all governmental entities to approve the update. So council went ahead and passed an ordinance agreeing to approve that update. Council also gave a second reading of a resolution that would name the Auglaize County Engineer's Office as the address and authority for the village. The new 911 system that the county is putting in requires addresses to be put into the system within 72 hours. So it was thought that the Auglaize County Engineer would be better able to assign addresses for parcels inside the village of Minster and get them into the new 911 system. So council gave the second reading of that resolution allowing the Auglaize County Engineer to do that. Council also gave a first reading of an ordinance authorizing the execution of a schedule with the American Municipal Power Incorporated for their Energy Efficiency Smart program. Efficiency Smart is a energy efficiency program designed to help communities deliver a professional and effective energy efficiency program to not only residential but commercial and industrial customers as well. And we've been a partner with EAP and Efficiency Smart since 2010, and our current contract runs out at the end of the year. So council went ahead and gave the first reading to enter into a new contract, a new three-year contract with Efficiency Smart to provide energy efficiency services to our customers again. The cost of this is about $233,000 a year. However, we will save about $1.3 million in power costs over the term of the contract because Efficiency Smart is able to work with companies to develop efficiency measures that will reduce the amount of electricity we buy. So that'll save us about $1.3 million. So council went ahead and approved the first reading, entering into a contract with them. Council also passed a resolution that would allow the village administrator to apply for land and water conservation funds for the development of Pear Street Park. The village would like to make improvements out at Pear Street Park that include some new volleyball areas, installation of possibly four baseball fields, and four multi-purpose fields as well, and an expansion of an existing parking area. And we'd like to apply for land and water conservation funds from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources to see if we can get some monies to do some of those projects. So council agreed to allow the village administrator to apply for a grant from Land and Water Conservation Fund, and that grant is due November 14th, so we're actively working on getting that submitted. Council also passed a ordinance that would award a contract for the 2025 State Route 66 sidewalk construction project. We opened bids on October 30th, and the low bid was from Broomball Construction out of Arcanum. They bid $159,790, which was about $100,000 less than the engineer's estimate for that project. So council went ahead and awarded the bid to Broomball, and Broomball is expected to start on that project in the next couple of weeks. Council also accepted a proposal from Garmin and Miller for the design of an ADA-compliant elevator at the Minster Style Library. Earlier this year, the Auglaize County Commissioners awarded the village a community development block grant worth $67,000 to help us install an ADA-compliant passenger elevator at the Minster Style Library so the second floor of the library could be better used. So we entered into an agreement with Garvin and Miller for $23,000 to design and bid out that elevator project. And then finally, Connor Barrett, a patrolman with the Minster Police Department, was removed from his introductory period and appointed a full-time permanent employee with the department. His salary will go to $26.31 an hour for that position.